Michelle Richard has been appointed executive director of the Souk Region Museum and Visitor Center. Richard replaces Lee Boyko, who is retiring following two stints as executive director of the museum in the 1990s and for the past 12 years. Richard has a background in nonprofit and cultural administration, history and heritage, and has worked within Canada and internationally, including 20 years in community arts and cultural resource management on the Lower Mainland. Since 2021, she and her family have lived in Souk, where she has been an active volunteer and participant in community events. The Souk Region Historical Society also welcomed two new members to its board. Sheila Needs and Nadine Smith join President Donnie Eve, Vice President Lori Shidkowski, Treasurer Georgia Medwedrick, Secretary Sheila Dobie and Directors Rose Dumont, Tasuke Nation Representative, Rob Hill, Trevor Price, Neil Poirier, Lori Wallace, Past President Ray Vowles and District of Souk appointed Liaison Dana Layunes. Retiring directors are Tony Bostone and Linda Gabriel. Peninsula Co-op adds liquor store. Peninsula Co-op has acquired the Brentwood Bay location of Metro Liquor. The deal is expected to close in mid-April. The acquisition is part of Peninsula Co-op's strategy to establish itself as a player in the retail liquor space. Last September, the company acquired 7 Liquor Express locations. Corey Gillen, CEO of Peninsula Co-op, said the latest deal is part of an effort to provide its more than 120,000 member owners with a diverse range of services and ensure long-term sustainability. Members of Peninsula Co-op will earn a rebate on purchases at the new location. Peninsula Co-op serves areas from Victoria to Nanaimo, Comox and Campbell River with 17 fuel and convenience centers, a food store and 9 liquor stores. It employs 500 people. Last year, it returned nearly $8 million to member owners. Every year it contributes $500,000 to local community initiatives. Airport launches Magnus cards. As part of World Autism Month, Victoria Airport Authority, in partnership with Magnamode, has launched a new accessibility initiative, Magnus cards, to assist travelers. Magnus cards is a smartphone application available for iOS and Android, created by the Canadian company Magnamode, offering travelers step-by-step visuals, audio, and text how-tos to make everyday activities more manageable. The card decks will offer a guide to everything from check-in to security screening, finding food and shopping, boarding a plane, landing, collecting baggage and getting assistance. This initiative supports our commitment to improving the passenger experience at Victoria International Airport by reducing barriers for travel and ensuring that everyone that uses our airport can navigate their journey safely and efficiently, said Elizabeth M. Brown, Airport Authority President and CEO. Particularly useful for visual learners, Magnus cards can support a variety of travelers, including those on the autism spectrum and those with Down syndrome, acquired brain injury and English as a second language. Tugwell Creek Meadery closes. Robert Liptrot and Dana LeConte have closed their Tugwell Creek Honey Farm and Meadery near Souk after more than two decades. In a social media post this week, Liptrot and LeConte said that in honor of the occasion, they opened a bottle of mead they made in 1994, when this was all a dream. Thanks everyone for the love and support over the last 21 years. We are off to our next adventure now. Tugwell Creek was British Columbia's first meadery when it was opened by Liptrot, who has kept bees for 59 years and has made mead for nearly four decades. Moran to receive honorary degree. The University of Victoria's Rye Moran is one of 13 people who will receive honorary degrees from the University of British Columbia next month. UBC said Moran is a champion for truth, reconciliation and human rights domestically and abroad, and is widely recognized as a visionary leader for building and sustaining relationships that advance equity, diversity, inclusion and Indigenous rights. As founding director of the National Center for Truth and Reconciliation, Moran was responsible for laying the strategic foundations of the organization. He is currently the inaugural Associate University Librarian for Reconciliation at the University of Victoria. Joining Moran among this year's recipients are Academy Award-winning filmmaker Sarah Polley, human rights advocate Dr. Izzedine Abuelaish, and science fiction writer William Gibson.